Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And just like that, another crazy week is gone. And the weekend is here. It is 7:06, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, it's the Bob Rowe Show. And Bob's not working. Doesn't work that hard when he's here
Something
anyway.
Like that.
Yeah. Hey, it's like I always say.
Uh-huh.
Bob has earned his 217 vacation days a year, and he should take them. I just, you know, you put in your time, you do your time, you ought to have the benefits, right?
There you go.
Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose, who, yeah, he's taken off on a wild horse he rides. Somebody motorcycle, iron horse, horse story, songs, lines, they all apply. That's what's going on with Bob this weekend.
He's too serious, though. He won't whip out the jokes, whereas...
Yeah. So, what are you doing this weekend? Well, there's a lot going on. Of course, UF Homecoming, Gator Growl, the big parade. That is going on today. And parade gets underway at noon. A little bit different route this year. Go ahead. Yes.
One of the things about this weekend that actually is neat is that it's the first cooler weekend. I mean, last weekend sort of, you know, but this weekend, it really feels like fall.
Now, the days are going to be warming up a little more than we had the last couple of days because that was like.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's why I made chili last night.
Did you?
Because it was
really?
A chilly night. You know, those cool days you either want something like chili. I think it was the night before or the one before that. We had chicken and dumplings. That's just kind of one of those.
There you go.
It's a comfort food. Or, and we didn't do it this week, you have breakfast for dinner. Because there's something about some fried eggs and some sausage and, you know, the whole bit.
Cool weather.
Oh, yeah. It just kind of brings it out.
Yep.
But that makes for a really nice parade today because, you know, you've all been to the ones where, like, you're just, the humidity, the heat.
Right,
it is.
Right.
And you're waving and you're like, okay.
No, throw today me some is candy. Gonna, it'll be fantastic.
Nice. It will be nice. But it's interesting, and it's because, and you and I, Nick, were talking about this off the air. Because of the UF homecoming and all the events, the Gator Growl, the parade and everything today, you would be crazy to try to have an event today other than that.
Right,
because that's what's going on.
Yep.
However, if you look at next weekend, oh my goodness, it's crazy everything that's going on. We've been talking about the Oktoberfest that's going on at Audi Gainesville, which Bob can never get straight. Is that Audi Gainesville? Is that Gainesville of Audi? Is that where? No,
it's
I know, but
it doesn't matter.
It does to them.
Whatever.
And you know who they are, Tom Brinkman. Anyway, that's going on next Saturday. Again, they bring in the band from Germany. We have the brats. We get the chicken. We get all the fun. And, of course, it all benefits Ronald McDonald House. So that's going on. Then you've got the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That's going to be going on, again, next Saturday, 26th. Celebration Point gets underway at 8:15. The walk actually starts at 9. Next weekend, you've got the Friends of Marion County Veterans Memorial Park event going on. This is really cool because if you like, you know, some of the equipment and the military machines and stuff like that, the Florida Military Vehicle Heritage Group kind of put this some of this together. Small arms demonstrations. That's guns. Now we're talking. So you've got all kinds of things. Oh, also next weekend, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, the Haunted Trail. This sounds fun, too.
Well, this
And this is going to be the 24th, 25th, and 26th, so you could check this out like Thursday or Friday and do a couple of the other things on Saturday.
It's cool because of where it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about going around Indian Lake.
I know.
That just the thought of that.
That's awesome.
I love that kind of thing. So I know for Jen and I, we usually do Oktoberfest because that's kind of a fun thing. We love Ronald McDonald House. And with the Sky being the official radio sponsor, we like to do a lot of stuff with them. And then there's traditionally a Halloween party at some friend's house that we go to that night. And we all dress up. And if I say so myself, And I am saying so myself.
So what? Who are you going as?
That I'm not really going to say yet.
Ah,
yeah, because
okay.
Well, because they
want it to be a surprise. I got
well,
it.
And it could be sensitive for some folks who are really sensitive. Boy, I can't even. I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
But what I started to say was, in my humble opinion, when we do it, because we're not going to go order online a costume and put it on. No,
you guys.
We will go to.
Way.
We may go to a thrift shop to get a certain jacket, or you know, I've got a cowboy hat that I wore last year that my friend Lewis got for me. I mean, it was just so we really and we try to keep it kind of topical of maybe some things or a TV show or a movie or what's going on in society or something. I think we're always top two or three as far as the costumes, and a lot of times we might even be number one. But we got some friends out also do some really cool stuff, and so that's kind of our Saturday is
we do our, that you party's know. Been going on for a while here.
It has.
So I'm you
it
know
has. You've seen the pictures,
and yeah. Sometimes those things you know they just kind of stop.
Yep.
Because everybody is, you just kind of stop doing it.
But. Well, that actually happened because we used to go to a different one and COVID hit and that one stopped. And because, in fact, even before that one started, I'm like, Jen, I would love to go to a party because I want to dress up and go
okay.
and do it because it's, to me, it's just fun.
So are you crashing somebody's party?
Oh,
we actually
get invited, and we appreciate that. And there's a lot of folks within the community that are there, and I know there's some law enforcement and former law enforcement folks that are there and some business people. It's a wide variety of folks, and we just always have a good time. So that's kind of what – but it just shows if you're looking for something to do in the community, my goodness, next weekend, Marion County, Alachua County, Celebration Point – downtown Gainesville, there's a lot that you can be involved in. And the good thing is so many of them, they really are for a great cause. And we've got some great organizations in our community that do a lot of good. And if you can get out there and have some fun, whether, you know, I'm not necessarily going to run. I might walk in something. I might go have a brat and support an organization. Or I love the military equipment. That'd be great, you know, Marion County. There are certainly things that you can do. I mentioned the podcast a while ago, and one reason I think that is really important to bring up right now is because Monday early voting starts for both Marion County and Alachua County. And I can't tell you how many texts or emails I get of, Greg, I'm confused. You know, we've got the amendments, you've got the GRU thing, you've got, you know, and so we have some great guests on to talk about those. We had Tim Martin from Alachua County REC did a great way of talking about the six amendments that are on the ballot. We had Florida State Senator Keith Perry check in yesterday talking about a couple of those that are going on in the state as well. So or local that is going on as well. So, you know, the podcasts are great ways to go find. Hear it from the horse's mouth, if you will, from those guests, their opinions. Again, you know, you vote your own conscience, or you do what Bob and I tell you to do, or you vote your own conscience. But it's good to hear from them why they feel you should vote a certain way.
A good few minutes today.
Yes.
A good few minutes.
Yep.
Yesterday's podcast with State Senator Keith Perry.
That's a great one.
And also with Tim Martin from
Absolutely.
The
those are both good.
Republicans. Those two, it'll only take you a few minutes. And let me tell you something. You'll get some real good opinions on the fine parts of those amendments.
Because there's always deception in some of them. You're not sure, am I supposed to vote yes or no? What does it really mean? And things that are hidden in some of the bills, like with the marijuana bill and the abortion bill, there are things that probably you think you know and you really don't. And that is one of those things that bugs me when it's like, okay, it's more of an agenda than something else. This is not about freedom. It's not about reproductive health. There's stuff in there that, anyway, worth listening to. Hey, we are coming up on 7:16 of the Bob Rose Show. It is time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Maybe it's politicians bugging you. Whatever the case may be, you got something going on. Give us a call, 877-975-9825, 877-WSKYTALK. What's Bugging You is next on The Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can she even say that on the radio? It's a family.
She did.
It's a family show. Come on.
She did.
Stay with the program. 877-975-9825. That is the number to find out what is bugging you. And let's just dive right in and say, good morning, Pam. Welcome to a cold Friday morning. But what's bugging you?
Oh, it's awesome.
It
I absolutely love this weather. But so Gainesville City commissioners.
You know, Pam, you could just stop there and we'd know what you meant.
There you go.
But, go ahead.
You know, they're trying to raise the money with what you know by raising all the waste pickups.
Yeah.
But they're also in charge of the traffic lights, and for the last week, the traffic light on Williston Road going, I don't know what direction, west, but they said south, north, whatever.
Right.
That traffic light, they've got it cycled so much that the traffic is backed up on Williston Road past Nationwide, and everybody is trying to cut in on the bottleneck. Bottlenecks and roundabouts just drive me crazy.
Hmm.
But, you know, they need to not be in charge of the traffic lights. They've got them cycled so badly.
Yeah, that can be frustrating, obviously. And so now, Nick, just to clarify, do you think she's talking that northeast that backs up approaching I-75? Is
yeah,
that the spot?
Yeah, it's kind of.
Because that's one that's always backed up, too.
I mean, eastbound? Westbound?
She may be in a different spot. Because I always see Southwest Williston Road backing up approaching
I-75,
trying to get towards I-75. But now listen, let me tell you this. In the past, when there have been some issues, because there's one that's near my house that they will, that when they do the school, they sometimes forget to put it back so that it triggers for traffic overnight.
Right, right.
And if you call the office, I have found them to be actually very responsive. Now, I know it bugs you when you're having to put up with it, and you're like, wait a minute, what is it with you people? Can you not, you know, get this together? But give them a call to the traffic office, and they actually, in the past, like I said, have been very responsive. Hey, Pete, good morning. Welcome to Friday. What's bugging you?
A judge in Georgia recently ruled on the way that ballots are going to be counted during the election,
mm-hmm.
and this ruling came less than a month before election day. And I hope that President Trump has teams of lawyers ready to pounce on stuff like this, both during and after the election, or otherwise it's going to be a repeat of 2020, and especially in Georgia. And to the people of Georgia, love you. Come on down and spend your money in Florida on vacation. But to the government bureaucrats of Georgia, I wish you a hearty thank you, guys.
How do you really feel, Pete? Come on. Oh, wait a minute. That is how you feel. We did say let it out and get it off your chest and let it out. That's okay. No problem. 877-975-9825. That is the number to get on what's bugging you. If you like letters better, it's 877-WSKYTALK. Sometimes that's easier to remember. Good morning, Layton. What's bugging you?
Well, Greg, I was on Facebook, and I posted what my organ said about FEMA being out of money because they spent all their money on all the illegals.
Mm-hmm.
And they took my Facebook account down and locked it, and now I cannot get on Facebook for anything.
Oh, that would be frustrating. Now, you know, I'm going to be really honest. I've not decided what I believe in the whole FEMA thing. Do I believe that this administration did some raiding and moving of accounts and that kind of thing? Yeah, I would not put it past them at all. Does that mean that FEMA is necessarily broke? Not necessarily. But I have to say, I saw quotes from leadership in Washington, FEMA, a lot of the things that they denied a week later, I remember seeing the headlines where those were exact quotes. So, wow. Are they messing with us again? Probably so, but is that unusual? Probably not. Mark, you're on What's Bugging You. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg and Nick. I'm not into marijuana at all, but two things bug me about Amendment 3. The first is Bob covered it, how we can't grow our own even if we wanted to. At least California allows six plants per person in the household. And the other thing that bugs me, I don't understand why Trump is supporting that at all. As we know, he doesn't drink. It actually sounds, I love Trump a lot, but it sounds suspicious to me that he's supporting that Amendment 3.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of folks about that because I kind of had the same thing. And my initial thing was, okay, was he just looking at it as a general thing when he was asked about it? And that was my initial thought. He did say I did read a quote where he said he was voting that way. Then there's the part of me that goes, has anyone really sat down with him and explained what it's really about? That it's really not about you having your rights and staying away from fentanyl-laced pot. It's really about an agenda of a company that's going to make a whole bunch of money because it's basically their bill. So that kind of bugs me as well. Just an opinion. Mercedes, what's bugging you?
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning. Well, I'm very upset. My home insurance went up 25%. With a route that was completed in 12/9/22, and my car insurance went up in $200. It's
wow.
Like they're breaking your pocket.
Oh,
when
no.
They're going to do something about this? They say the government of Florida is going to try to do something, but when? 20 years from now, when I'm no more in land?
Wow, yeah, I am totally with you. And that is a big topic around the state. Car insurance, home insurance, man, it is putting everybody in a bind. Hey, we are out of time. We're at 7:28. Thanks for being a part of What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. A lot going on. Busy day, of course. We'll talk about what's going on in Gainesville with the homecoming and the Gator Growl, all that. Got a couple of guests coming in the show this morning as well. It's all ahead of the Bob Rose Show on a PGIF. A praise God, it's Friday. I'm Greg Cassidy. 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome to PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. It is finally here. 7:35 now. 25 away from 8. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. He's out riding his motorcycle. Yes,
hey,
yes, Nick.
Nick's
pushing buttons this morning.
Yeah, you can back off the heat in the Bobble Lounger. It's
is it a little warm in it? Is it actually like heating up the room for you or what?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I love this vibrate mode. It's like on your back when your back's a little stiff in the morning. And
Bob's chair is awesome.
I don't know where he got it, or I guess it was all spent on this one because I've got that crappy stool. I have to sit on over there when I'm in your place. But
my back hurts.
Too bad. I am not giving up the Bob Lounger this morning, Nick. Yeah, but you're older than me. See, I get to say that
Thanks.
For a change. No, Thanks. Bob always wants to say, yeah, Greg, but you're older. I'm like, yeah, by what, 8 months or something like that?
I know.
You know? Just because people think I'm younger than him just bugs him a little bit. That's his call on what's bugging you. And I will let them continue to think that. Wow, a lot of things going on. I mentioned the leader of Hamas. Man, don't mess with the IDF. I am just telling you, they will come get you. And they did. And Netanyahu, of course, talking to the people of Gaza, saying, look, you want peace? We can have peace. Hamas, those of you that are left, because they've taken a lot of them out, if you will free the hostages, you will be allowed to live. Those of you who sought harm to them will be hunted down and killed. Whether you like Netanyahu or not, he does put it out there. And he tells you what he's thinking. And to the best of his ability, he does what he says he's going to do. Again, they took Sinwar out in a firefight on Wednesday in Gaza. And so I guess if nothing else, you got to look at it no matter where you are in that whole thing. And I know people on both sides. I have friends who are Jewish. I know people who have Palestinian background. And it is a conversation that is always a tough one. But I don't know. When you take somebody like that out of the world, I think the world is probably a far better place at that point. So that's kind of my opinion on that. So, that's one of our top stories going on. Of course, locally, UF, big homecoming parade going on today, Gator Growl, all the things that go on with that. If you are not going to the parade or you are not part of any event, just avoid that part of town because it's going to be a mess and you don't want to be there. They were already putting up the flashing lights yesterday of, you know, what's going to be closed when, avoid 13th at this street because that's where the parade starts. It's going to go north. It'll make the ride on University and wrap up there at Bo Diddley. And so that's
there you go.
They're avoiding the speed mountains, as I call them.
Bumpy road.
Can you imagine trying to run a parade through that area right there from that direction?
Could you imagine
east?
Sitting on the back of a convertible?
Every time you would hit one of those things. No. So, you ever have a story that you kind of want to share, but you really don't want to, like...
I'll go for it.
Okay, so years ago, I just don't want to offend anybody because, you know, we love law enforcement. And so I don't want it to be offensive to anyone. But years ago, I was driving then Gainesville Mayor Ed Bratty in the parade. And I was the parade's over, and I'm winding around the back roads. So I'm still on my way around Gainesville. And he said, you better slow down through here because, you know, the police in this particular area that we were, who shall remain nameless, said, they will definitely ticket you. I'm like, I've got the mayor of Gainesville in the car with me. I'm going a few miles over, and I'm going to get a ticket. He goes, oh, yeah, they would love to give you a ticket with the mayor of Gainesville in the car. So I, again, shall not mention what fine local department that is or was, but
did you?
It made for a funny story in my mind.
Did you get a ticket?
No, I slowed down. I took his advice because I'm like, well, I don't want a ticket. I can't afford one, you know, so I slowed down, and all was well. Didn't crash with the mayor in the car. He survived. It was a good day. I didn't get a ticket. We made it through the parade.
Well done.
Good time for all, you know, that whole kind of thing. So if you're going to be down part of that today, of course, the parade actually starts at noon. Gator Growl tonight. That should be a lot of fun, too. They're going country this year. And, you know, it goes through phases over the years. Nick and I were talking about that earlier. Sometimes you'll have a hip-hop artist one year. You'll have comedians. You got country. You got pop and rock and all that kind of thing. So that should be a good time. So that's going on. Also mentioned that you got somebody tried to get a gotcha on Ron DeSantis the other day. And we're going to get to that in just a moment right now. Let's open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and say, good morning, Roy. You are on the Bob Rose Show. What's up?
Top of the morning to you guys. Hey. Well, you know, here's the thing you have to admit about those law enforcement officers. They're equal opportunity ticketers. They don't care who is it in the car.
No, and you know, and you're right. That is the way it should be. It was just funny in the context of, like,
absolutely.
You know, I'm thinking, oh, come on, it's the mayor. You're not going to, you know, really? Come on, I'm just trying to get him back to his car. And we didn't get pulled over because I slowed down. So I mentioned that, I'll put it this way. There's a couple of guys that you are not going to gotcha. The press love to do that. They love to kind of get that question, put you on the spot, that kind of thing. Two people that is not going to work on. One of those is vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance. He's amazing live and in person, whether it's the press. I love that when he does these rallies, he takes, you know, questions from the public. I love that also when it comes to taking questions from the press, I like that he starts with the local media first because those guys and gals don't always get a chance to ask a question. They get overrun by the, you know, the bigger network people or that kind of thing. So I think that's kind of a cool thing. But J.D. Vance, no. You can't run over him. You put him in a debate. You can't do a hit and run where you throw him a hit piece and then try to get away because he's going to pull you back in and give you the answer that should be given at that point. The other guy that you cannot really do that to is our very own Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, I think that Ron, I call him Ron like we've ever met. Mr. DeSantis, I'm sorry. I think that he's more abrupt than J.D. Vance. So it's a little bit different style, but he also doesn't put up with it or take it. So somebody tried to get a gotcha on our governor the other day of, oh, you know, You got these hurricanes. What do you say about climate change now, Mr. Governor?
The chance of me virtue signaling for people in the media is zero. So do not count on that. I don't subscribe to your religion. And it's just a tired refrain and song and dance.
You got to love it. You got to love it. And obviously, the crowd loved it, you know, based on the initial reaction there. And that's just a great answer. Again, whatever your feelings are on climate change, man-made climate change, Green New Deals, all those kind of things and all that kind of stuff. Still, it is kind of funny that I just love that when you've got a politician, they know what they think. They know what they believe in. And if you just stick to that, you don't have to pull a Kamala Harris and have these memorized, staged responses. If it's in your heart and it's in your mind, you don't need the teleprompter to do the job for you. And so that irritated me a little bit even at the Republican convention when a teleprompter died. And one of the was it Speaker Johnson? Actually walked off the stage. You had some, and it's like, come on, if you are at that level in politics, that shouldn't throw you off. With Donald Trump, he will go off on his own tangents. He will come back. He'll follow the script a little while, and then he'll go do what he wants to do again. You could turn the thing off. He's not going to go home. He's gonna tell you what he thinks and how he feels. So, anyway, hey, let's go back to those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. Hollywood, you're touching on our law enforcement topic. Good Friday morning to you.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Awesome show as usual. I really appreciate your love for law enforcement. I think we all do. I think their hands have been kind of tied.
Yeah.
Later, last week, I was at Home Depot getting some supplies, and I pulled my truck into the bay, and I saw this very obese lady walking almost like she was getting ready to give birth. I mean, she was walking with her legs spread wide, and she goes to the car in front of me, bends over and pulls out an electric drill. Her husband or whoever it was comes, and they chit-chat, and they go back inside. So I grab a cart, and I'm coming right there by the self-checkout. There she comes again, waddling back and forth.
And
I stopped her. I said, "Do you have a receipt for that?" She goes, "What?" I go, "What's between your legs?" And boy, she walked. I called to the cashiers and I said, "She's stealing. She's got another one in her car. She's stealing another one." And they go, "Nothing we can do." And she walked right out. And I tell you, it's just, it's kind of scary, but comical at the same time, but scary anyway. Love you guys. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, Hollywood. Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's unfortunate that corporate of those companies have gotten to the point where, you know, it's like in California, if it's less than $1,000, they do absolutely nothing. They're not going to prosecute. All we're doing is encouraging crime and then putting our law enforcement in a very awkward position. They're not even allowed to do their job, and that is frustrating. I'm sure that's frustrating on many levels where it comes to prosecuting attorneys, law enforcement, state's attorney. Oh, yeah. That guy from the Eighth Circuit, Brian Kramer. He'll be in studio this morning live, 8:05 on a PGIF. But praise God, it's Friday at the Bob Rose Show. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Hope you're having a good Friday morning so far. It is a PGIF, as far as I'm concerned, on the Bob Rose Show. PGIF, praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. We are coming up on 7:51, just 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. I mentioned that State's Attorney Brian Kramer is actually going to be in studio just a few minutes. He's waiting in the green room. And, you know, I've been around radio my whole life. My brother worked in television. He even worked for NBC.
Right.
I have yet to really see a green room.
We have some green in there.
We have Christmas tree pictures that have been there since 1977. I don't even know why they're up all year long. Well, I mean, I know they were some sort of a charity in that thing, but...
Yeah, no. It was kids did those.
But Christmas trees all year long.
There you go.
Now, nothing against Christmas. Love me some Christmas. Ironically, I had a neighbor that lived next door to me when I lived in St. Louis. They loved Christmas. And we lived in a neighborhood that was built in like the mid-70s, so there were a lot of split levels. And so you have your kind of picture window both up on what's kind of your first floor, but it's really up, and then your lower level.
Right.
They had a Christmas tree up all year long that you could see through the lower window.
Ah.
And I'd be out working in the yard July, August, and they would be jamming to the Christmas music as loud as they could. They loved them some Christmas.
There are folks that have actual closets.
Yes.
Large walk-in closets.
Yes.
And they don't take the tree down. They just put it in. As my wife said, there are two kinds of people in this world.
Oh, no, here we go.
Right.
Yeah.
those that keep Christmas trees all year long.
Yes.
And those that want to.
Well, she sounds like a Christmas tree lover. And it depends on, like my aunt and uncle that live in Houston, because of where they live now, they have an extra room. They literally like wheel it out and they cover it up and wheel it away. And they don't even have to redecorate it every year. You maybe add something new or whatever. Christmas in mind, you heard that Shaq's coming to town. Town meaning Gainesville. Now, this is not a Christmas parade.
Okay.
Now, you could have one of those in Ocala. You could have a Christmas parade in Ocala.
Right.
In Gainesville, you have a very Gainesville holiday parade.
So if Shaq dresses up like Santa, do they have to?
Oh, I would love that. Let me back off, though. That's not the part of Christmas they don't like. Christmas. That's the part they don't like. They let Shaq dress up like Santa Claus all day long. You know, here comes Santa Claus. They'll go for that, but but we're glad he's coming. I think it's very cool. I have a little insight, and then I mentioned it before. I was at a party, a get-together. There's a bunch of us that, there's probably 10, 15 of us that on a regular basis get together and hang out with some friends. And basketball cop Bobby White had mentioned that he had gotten a call on his personal cell from downtown saying, hey, you think since his daughter's going to school here, you know, you think you know, Bobby, like anybody, you know, I'm this way with artists that I know, as in singers, not people who paint. You have to be very careful with those relationships. You don't abuse them. You don't take advantage of them. You have to respect boundaries and that kind of thing. But, you know, after some thought, it's like, well, yeah, his daughter goes here. She's playing basketball. It's Gainesville. You know, he played against them back in the day, those kind of things. It's like, so he put the word out. Shaq says yes. And so that's pretty cool. I mean, I think it was funny, though, when it showed up on Facebook. I'm trying to think if it was like Gainesville word of mouth or just Facebook in general. How many people said, what? Gainesville has a Christmas parade? Well, last year was the first one, so that's why a lot of people don't even know that it goes on. But that's kind of a cool thing. I only got about a minute or so to fill here before we get Brian Kramer coming in at the top of the hour. I'm not going to dive into anything that's like really deep, but there are a whole lot of events coming up next weekend. You've got Veterans Park in Ocala. That's going to be going on with the veterans, an amazing event. You need to check it out because you're going to see like military equipment and just kind of acknowledging all of that. Also, next Saturday, the 26th, you've got Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That's the big walk with the American Cancer Society, Celebration Point. That's going on. You got Oktoberfest out in Gainesville for Ronald McDonald House. Always a fun event. And that's one that my wife and I always go to because we're big fans of Ronald McDonald House. So you cannot say that next weekend, there's just nothing to do. No. Plenty of things to do. You've got Soldiers Freedom Outdoors doing the Haunted Trail Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That sounds fun. So plenty going on. So coming up next, you love the people in this office. You don't like the people in this office. He's our state's attorney. I'm sure he's used to it. Talking about Brian Kramer. He's on the Bob Rowe Show next on a PGIF of Praise God It's Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural? or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.